Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
In case you steal from work, don't worry. I used to think that was just like a thing that people did when they were poor, but everybody does it. Even your New England Patriots. It's Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. The Patriots had to replace their, what was it, the practice shorts? Is that what it was? They had these, they're starting to wear these awful looking burnt orange practice shorts because what was happening was the players were taking home the nice little gray ones that they had and not bringing them back to work. Wiggy?
Yes. I've been a suspect in that type of investigation before.
Really?
Yeah, because I look at it like it's not really stealing. Like, really? They get this stuff in abundance. But yes, it's like they want to ration it out. You know what I mean? It's like you're going to get you some government cheese. Like, they want to ration it out. I'm like, listen, you know, hey, you're getting plenty of shorts. Let me just, if I happen to take a few home, just give me a new pair.
Right, so those seven-figure contracts aren't—that's not enough.
I'm telling you, something about the practice shorts.
See, I think about it the other way around. Yeah, the players make a lot of money; they shouldn't need to steal. But do you know how much money the Patriots are worth? They can afford to have a couple of pairs of shorts go missing.
Wow,
what's wrong with that?
But obviously, it's more than just a couple. I mean, I get it if you're like taking some spoons out of the kitchen, but like.
I've done that.
I mean, if you're around and you see like hoodies or something hanging around, you think that you just have the right to take it?
If they're
that
in
were like, let's say they're in our marketing, Keish, our marketing director's office,
right,
and there's like a bunch of, you know,
t-shirts,
hot sweatshirts, and whatever,
like a box.
If there's like a, yeah, let's say there's a box of them, do you think you just have the right to just go and grab them and take them?
You don't.
I'm just asking the question.
Damn it.
Can I just tell you that growing up, my dad would, I grew up hating wiping my ass when I went to the bathroom because he would steal boxes of toilet paper from work.
Right.
But it wasn't,
it wasn't that good kind.
No. When I say it was the bad kind, you know that brown, like if you go to like a public bathroom, the one, that brown paper that they used to, they used to dry your hands?
Yeah.
It was that rolled up. So I used to hate it. So the first thing I did when I grew up, and I moved out on my own, was spend extra money on that quilted with the lotion toilet. It was a whole new experience. But, I mean, I literally grew up like that. My dad, and I thought that that was, like, a thing you did. Mm. I remember at my old radio station, one of the music directors used to steal. I used to walk out with boxes every night. This is when I used to do nights. And I was like, Tyler, where are you going? Why are you always taking boxes home? And he was like, bro, this is toilet paper. Listen.
it's not stealing. I'll do it at Nesson. Like, they have the cases of water. So when you come in, like, people have the water, like, they're drinking before a set or something like that. You know, keep their voice clean.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, this is stuff that they replenish all the time. So I look at it.
Replenish it.
Wait, you take cases? Like, whole cases?
Yeah, so I look at it like, it's not stealing if, you know, like what Pebble said, if you know that, like, they're constantly getting more and more sweatshirts. Yeah.
If it's constantly getting resupplied.
Right, it's supporting you taking whatever you want.
Well,
so don't
Pebble,
put
like
me in
said,
there.
Right,
exactly, like I said.
Stealing is when it's not coming. they have a limited supply of it.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.